AVS Media Demo.
A little bit about myself before I begin, because I think probably most of you don't know me. Actually, I am the pastor of three congregations: Little Rock, Arkansas; Jonesboro, Arkansas; and Memphis, Tennessee.
AVS Media Demo.
Time in the last 20 years that my wife and I have been at a United States feast site. And that is because we both speak Spanish, and buenos días a todos ustedes que hablan español. We speak Spanish, and
AVS Media Demo
referred to Latin America for the Feast of Tabernacles. We've been in various sites in Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, Uruguay, Colombia, Guatemala, Mexico, and there's probably something else I'm forgetting.
And so AVS Media Demo.
This year we're here in the United States. I met my wife Lydia. Mr. Petty, he opened the door yesterday talking about his wife. So I'll go ahead and continue on and tell you a little bit about my wife, because she's
AVS Media Demo.
But I first met her at the feast in Mar del Plata, Argentina, in 1990. Made several trips back to Argentina, the long distance dating routine, and we got married.
AVS Media Demo.
In Bahia Blanca, Argentina, in 1992. I brought her and her two boys back to the United States with me. Their names are Gustavo and Jorge Corsi, and they live in the Nashville, Tennessee area.
AVS Media Demo.
Area. And I brought them to Lansing, Michigan, over 25 years ago. Now, my wife Lydia, she likes to talk. She loves to talk, in fact. But when I first
AVS Media Demo.
Services, I had to do all the translating to introduce people and to talk about what they were saying, etc., translate the best that I could. And she was so frustrated. For about 2 years, she was frustrated because
AVS Media Demo.
And we'd drive home from services, and she'd say, "I'm so frustrated. I'll never learn English. It's so hard." But now you can go up and talk to her. She has learned English. She does very well, and she would love to talk.
AVS Media Demo.
But we are very glad to be here and to share the Feast of Tabernacles with you. When I was a little boy, probably about 12 years old,
AVS Media Demo.
Driving out in the countryside in Michigan, out in the middle of the cornfields where there was nobody else around. And suddenly my father stopped the car. And in the car was my mother and my brother.
AVS Media Demo.
And my father looked in the back seat and he said, "Which one of you boys wants to drive?" And of course we were both excited to hear that. And we both put up our hands, "Yes, yes, I want to drive, I want to drive." So he gave us the opportunity.
AVS Media Demo.
Now there was a little problem in that we were both so short, we could barely see over the steering wheel, but we both took turns, and my father taught us, and I think we became pretty good drivers. Now, this
AVS Media Demo.
Times over the next few years where we'd be out in the middle of the country, and he'd stop and give us the opportunity to drive. And then, as I fast forward to the 15th year of my life, I was taking driver's education.
AVS Media Demo.
The written exam, passed that. The eye examination, and also the driving part of the course, and passed with flying colors. Then came the 16th year of my life, my birth.
AVS Media Demo.
Something that I had anticipated for several years was to get my driver's license. Now, my mother, she took us to the county courthouse in a little town called Charlotte, Michigan, which is 15 miles southwest of Lansing.
AVS Media Demo.
Driver's license. And actually, back in those days, it was the county sheriff and the deputy sheriff who administered the driver's license. So we went to the county courthouse, and the first step was to take the written examination.
AVS Media Demo.
And I passed 100% on the written examination. Then the county sheriff, he looked at me and he said, "Son," he said, "I don't know whether we need to do this before the road test, but we'll go ahead and do the
AVS Media Demo."
So he said, "Take a look. Please put your head forward into the machine and tell me what is written on the top line." So I leaned forward, put my head into the machine, and I said, "What line?"
AVS Media Demo.
Kind of amazement, said, "You can't read that?" And I said, "No, sir, I cannot." He said, "Well, take a look at this next line. It's a little bit larger, and tell me if you can read that." I looked at it, tried the best I could, squinted, and did everything I could, but I could not read that line.
AVS Media Demo.
He said, "Son, I'm so sorry to have to tell you, but you're not going to be able to take the driving test today. You're going to have to get glasses before you can get your driver's license." Now, I felt like a bomb had been dropped on me.
AVS Media Demo.
So badly to get my driver's license was put on hold. I was going to have to get glasses before I could take the driving test and get my driver's license. Then I remembered.
AVS Media Demo.
My vision. I had just had an eye examination several months before, and I passed, but it went downhill in a hurry. It had deteriorated to the point that something that I wanted so badly was put on hold.
AVS Media Demo.
I had to get glasses to get my license. And what a disappointment to a young lad who wanted his license so bad. Physical vision is so important for us as human beings.
AVS Media Demo.
Some of us have to get glasses just to read or to see normally. And we can physically lose our vision completely. But there's another dimension beyond the physical.
AVS Media Demo.
The spiritual. We do not want it to deteriorate. It is so important that we keep our spiritual vision intact. God's holy day.
AVS Media Demo.
The Feast of Tabernacles. Help us keep that spiritual vision strong. They keep us focused on what God has in store, not only for all of us, but for all of mankind. Turn with me, please.
AVS Media Demo.
Psalm chapter 119. Psalm chapter 119. And we will read verse 18. Psalm 119 and verse 18. This particular section of Scripture.
AVS Media Demo.
The appreciation of God's Word. The appreciation of God's Word. Psalm 119 and verse number 18, we read, "Open my eyes that I may see
AVS Media Demo.
Wondrous things from your law." Notice the phrase, "open my eyes." That's talking spiritually speaking, to open our eyes. And as today's English version translates this verse,
AVS Media Demo.
Wonderful truths of your law, God's Word. The psalmist here is asking for God to open his eyes. He was asking for God's help to see the wonderful truths from God's
AVS
Word.
Media Demo.
Brethren, our spiritual vision is so important, and we must seek God's help to keep it intact. The title of today's sermon is, "Don't Lose Your Spiritual
AVS Media Demo.
Don't Lose Your Spiritual Vision." Today, let's learn the importance of maintaining our spiritual vision. It is something that we can have at a time, but
AVS Media Demo.
We lose it if we don't take steps to maintain it. It takes work. It takes dedication, and it is dependent upon our relationship with our great God.
AVS Media Demo.
Spiritual vision is given to us by God. And when we boil it down, we're talking about hope. Hope for the future and the holy days, and especially the Feast of Tabernacles.
AVS Media Demo.
Focus on that hope of knowing God's plan of salvation for mankind. Let's go back to verse number 18 and notice the beginning word in verse number 18, open.
AVS Media Demo.
Equals unveil, literally asking God to lift the veil from one's eyes. And we do have a veil upon our eyes, spiritually speaking, until God lifts that veil from our eyes and begins
AVS Media Demo.
So that we can understand his word. So the psalmist is asking to have the veil lifted from his eyes so he can see clearly the wonderful truth from God's word.
AVS Media Demo.
Understand that God's holy days reveal his truth. Each one of the holy days picture and show God's plan of salvation for mankind. And the Feast of Tabernacles that we are celebrating now.
AVS Media Demo.
After the return of Jesus Christ, when finally for 1,000 years, we'll have peace, abundance, and prosperity. And to have that vision, the vision of that special time.
AVS Media Demo.
Wonderful truth. Spiritual vision involves being able to see that God has something special planned for all. Abraham, the patriarch Abraham.
AVS Media Demo.
The future that God had given him. Let's notice in Hebrews chapter 11. Please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. And we will be reading verses 8 through 10. Hebrews chapter 8.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm going to open my bottle of water here. I love drinking water while I speak. Hebrews chapter 8. And let's begin reading in verse
8. AVS Media Demo.
Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 11. I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse number 8. We read in verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go
AVS Media Demo.
He would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. This was going to be something like about a 1,000-mile journey that Abraham would make. And he did not
AVS Media Demo.
Now, if you would, please put a marker here in Hebrews chapter 11, if you have a marker or a finger or whatever you would like to hold your place with. And let's go back to Genesis chapter 12. Hold your spot in Hebrews chapter 11.
AVS Media Demo.
Genesis chapter 12, where the beginning of the story of Abraham is. Genesis chapter 12, and let's begin reading in verse number 1. Story very familiar to all.
AVS Media Demo.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And you know,
AVS Media Demo.
For Abraham to do. Family back in those ancient times was very close-knit. They depended upon each other, and it was not an easy thing to leave your family. Nor was it an
AVS Media Demo
country. From what we understand, he lived in a place called Ur of the Chaldees. It was a very affluent place. And he was 75 years of age. It was not an easy thing for him to leave his family.
AVS Media Demo.
God and did. He actually went north to a place called Haran and eventually would go west towards the land of Canaan and enter from the north. So let's drop down to verse number 5.
Then AVS Media Demo.
His wife and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land.
AVS Media Demo.
A brief snapshot of the story here. There's a lot of details that are left out. We're just getting the summary here. Verse number 6. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem.
AVS Media Demo.
The terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were in the land. Another brief summary in verse number 6. Because Abram had actually traveled from the northern part of Canaan and was making his way forward.
AVS Media Demo.
And along the way, as he traveled through Canaan, he saw the abundance of the land. So much abundance that he's going to erect an altar and worship God and praise him for what he had seen.
AVS Media Demo.
Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there he built an altar to him. So Abram had obeyed God.
AVS Media Demo.
Canaan, And then God tells Abram, I'm going to give this land to your descendants. And you know, he would not fully occupy the land, but his descendants would.
AVS Media Demo.
Number 8. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
AVS Media Demo.
Verse number 9. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. So he made his way through the land of Canaan and came to the very southern border of the land of Canaan. If you've got a marginal reference, like
AVS Media Demo.
The word south is translated Negev or Negeb, which is a semi-arid region to the south of the mountains of Judah, and is used in reference to the southern side of the land of Canaan.
AVS Media Demo.
Southern boundary or a southern gate. And in fact, all three of the patriarchs lived on the very edge of the promised land, not fully going into it. And Abram lived as a resident
AVS Media Demo.
Dwellings to the southern part of the land of Canaan in areas known as Beersheba and Gerar. And the only piece of ground that Abram actually owned in the promised
land AVS Media Demo.
A place to bury his wife, Sarah, and eventually many of the family. Now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Hope you held your place there. Hebrews chapter
AVS
11.
AVS Media Demo.
And let's continue reading here in verse number 9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob. The heirs with
AVS Media Demo.
Promise. Notice the phrase, land of promise. This is the only place where this phrase is found in the Bible. And Abram, as I said, did not fully occupy the land of
AVS promise. Media Demo.
God gave him vision of something special, even greater than that physical land. And we read that in verse number 10. For he waited for the city which has foundations.
AVS Media Demo.
God. Abram received the vision from God of a city with permanent foundations. It is eternal, and its architect is God, and the designer is God.
AVS Media Demo.
The tabernacles that you and I are celebrating this week gives us a snapshot of what Abraham had, that vision that he had of a city with permanent foundations.
AVS Media Demo.
While we are at the feast, we have the opportunity to reflect upon, to meditate upon, and internalize what a glorious future awaits not only us, but all of mankind.
AVS Media Demo.
That vision alive and growing. The world, people in general, are living in spiritual darkness, not even knowing that God has a plan of salvation.
AVS Media Demo.
But there are a few. There are a few that God has given special understanding, who have genuine spiritual vision. Let's talk about those, and let's go to Matthew chapter 13.
AVS Media Demo.
Chapter 13. Mr. Petty referred to this yesterday. But let's take a look at it a little closer. Matthew chapter 13. And we'll begin reading in verse
8. AVS Media Demo.
This, of course, is a section of Scripture, the parable of the sower and the seed, and talking about the effects that the gospel message would have on certain peoples. And let's pick it up here in verse number 10. Matthew chapter 13.
AVS Media Demo.
And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Now this puzzled the disciples because Christ had actually changed his method.
AVS Media Demo.
Previously, if you look at sections of Scripture like we did yesterday in Luke chapter 4, he went into the synagogue because he was a teacher and known as a teacher. He was presented the book of the law, and he read from a section of the book of the law and
AVS Media Demo
upon it. And the disciples had seen him and heard him doing that style of teaching. Now suddenly, there's all these multitudes gathered, and he begins to speak in parables. Parables about the kingdom.
And AVS Media Demo.
Why do you speak to the multitudes in parables? Verse number 11, here's his answer to them. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you, you disciples, and that includes us as disciples.
AVS Media Demo.
It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, the multitudes, it has not been given. And that's so true in our day and time as well.
AVS Media Demo.
That fully understand God's word, that have had the blinders lifted, the unveiling of the eyes to understand God's plan of salvation. We're a group here. I heard that we're something like 360 people.
AVS Media Demo.
Yesterday, there was something like that in Alaska that was announced earlier. There's probably something like 1,200 in Panama City Beach, maybe 100 in Cartagena, Colombia. When you add all of us up together, we're only maybe 12,000.
AVS Media Demo.
Tabernacles. Just a very small group of people compared to the billions on this planet. But it has been given to the disciples to understand these.
AVS Media Demo.
Let's go down to verse number 16. He says this after he had quoted a section of scripture from Isaiah. He says, blessed are your eyes, for they see.
AVS Media Demo.
For they hear. How many of us realize and understand how blessed we are to understand these great truths about the kingdom of God and the future that he has, not only for all of us.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, what a blessing it is. And we need to keep that vision alive and growing. The Feast of Tabernacles, a time of rejoicing, helps us keep that vision alive.
AVS Media Demo.
Christ had told the disciples, the multitudes could not understand, including the vast majority of mankind that's living today. And that's because blinders, spiritually speaking, have been put on their eyes.
AVS Media Demo.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I read this section of scripture on the Day of Atonement, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's read verses 3 and 4.
AVS Media Demo.
There's a reason why there's blinders on most of mankind, and that's because the God of this world has blinded them from spiritual truth. 2 Corinthians.
AVS Media Demo.
Chapter 4. And let's read verses 3 and 4. But even if our gospel is veiled, and as the Apostle Paul was preaching the gospel message,
AVS Media Demo,
there was a false work in progress, and the gospel message was being suppressed and veiled. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Verse 4,
AVS Media Demo,
has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. On the Day of Atonement, which was last Wednesday,
AVS Media Demo.
I had been busy previously, a lot of things going on in my church areas and preparing for the Feast of Tabernacles and just all the things that a pastor has to do. And my wife and I, we were preparing to drive north.
AVS Media Demo.
We live about a half hour north of Little Rock, just as you begin to get out into the country. So I got on the freeway heading north, and normally when I had to
AVS Media Demo
Sabbath on a Saturday, there's no traffic at all. Peaceful, calm. All of a sudden I realized, where did all this traffic come from? Especially going south towards Little Rock. And I realized
AVS Media Demo.
My thoughts, this is a Wednesday. This is not a normal Sabbath day. And all these people going to work, going to various places, doing their normal things, their activities, their jobs.
AVS Media Demo. Idea
of what that Day of Atonement meant and what it meant for them as well, because they've been blinded and blinders have been put on them by the God of this world. And although the majority of mankind are
AVS Media Demo,
God will eventually give every person who has ever lived or will live the opportunity to fully know him. You don't have to turn there, but it's written in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse
4. AVS Media Demo.
Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And it's according to God's time frame for them. But God is calling a few to understand his
AVS Media Demo.
Who respond through repentance and obedience to build a special relationship with God in Christ. What we call the road to conversion. And God has
AVS Media Demo.
That wonderful truth. But we, as disciples, must take steps to maintain our spiritual vision. It is a very serious matter. We don't want to lose
AVS Media Demo.
Spiritual vision. Let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. This is a section of Scripture where Christ...
AVS Media Demo.
And it's a story of a lack of response. A story of a lack of response. Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse number 1.
AVS Media Demo.
2, verse number 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Now a marriage,
AVS Media Demo,
wedding feast, portrays the kingdom. So that's what this is being portrayed in this particular parable. Verse number 3, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding.
AVS Media Demo.
They were not willing to come. Verse number 4. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed.
AVS Media Demo.
Come to the wedding. And what was the response in verse number 5 to the invitation that had been brought out? But they made light of it and went their ways. One to his own farm and another...
AVS Media Demo.
They made light of it, it says here in verse number 5. They did not care. They had no spiritual vision to be preparing for the wedding feast. They were too interested in today's world.
AVS Media Demo.
Continuing on to verse number 6. And the rest seized his servants. It gets worse. Seized his servants, treated them spitefully... and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his army.
AVS Media Demo.
And burned up their city. Big price to pay for not being spiritually prepared. Verse number 8. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not.
AVS Media Demo.
Not worthy. No spiritual vision to be preparing. They were not building character. No spiritual growth. Verse number 9. Therefore go into the highways, and as many as you find...
AVS Media Demo.
So those servants went out into the highways, gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Verse 11. But when the king came in to see the guests...
AVS Media Demo.
...there who did not have on a wedding garment. This particular individual had been invited to the wedding, but he had not prepared properly for it. Verse 12.
AVS Media Demo.
How did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He had not been diligent. He had not been preparing himself, spiritually speaking, doing the things he knew he needed to be doing. Verse 13. Then the king said,
AVS Media Demo.
Hand and foot. Take him away. Cast him into utter darkness. and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And finally, verse 14, for many are called, but few are chosen. And it's a lesson for each and every
AVS one. Media demo.
We need to be preparing ourselves, spiritually speaking, because we've been called. We've received that invitation, and it's a very serious matter. Let's go to 1 Peter.
AVS Media demo.
Our calling is very precious. It is something that we do need to take seriously. 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's read verse number 9.
AVS Media demo.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. And this is something, a very important verse for each and every one of us to reflect upon. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. But you, talking to disciples,
AVS Media demo.
You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And you know, God called Israel. He brought them out of Egypt, out of the slavery of Egypt, to be a special people, to be a holy nation.
AVS Media demo.
An example to all the nations around the world. But they failed. They failed miserably. But we have been given a special opportunity to be those kings and those priests, the royal priests.
AVS Media demo.
In the kingdom. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. And what should we be doing? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into
AVS Media demo.
And we, as we heard in the sermon yesterday, it is a marvelous thing to be called into God's light, to be called out of darkness and to walk as children of light. But even though we have been called out of spiritual darkness, we do not have still complete spiritual vision. But we can build spiritual vision with God's help.
AVS Media
so let's
demo.
Now, in this sermon, to talking about maintaining our spiritual vision and how God can help us to maintain that spiritual vision. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
AVS Media demo.
Excuse me, 2 Timothy chapter 1. I don't have chapter 1 written in my notes there, but I know that's what it is. Second Timothy.
AVS Media demo.
And let's read verses 6 and 7. Young Timothy was receiving admonition, encouragement from the Apostle Paul. Because Timothy was going to be going up and preaching the gospel message, he would encounter his own
AVS Media demo.
Be going through. And Paul was encouraging him to look to God for help. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 6, he says this to young Timothy, and to us as disciples as well. Therefore I remind you,
AVS Media demo,
the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. All of us that were moved to repentance, that had been baptized, brought up out of that water, our sins forgiven, the hands laid upon us.
AVS Media demo.
For God's Holy Spirit to enter into us, to begin to work with us. Paul was admonishing Timothy to stir up that spirit, fan the flame of the spirit. And what an opportunity that each and every one
AVS
of us
Media have, demo.
Of Tabernacles, to ask God, please help me as I'm worshiping you here during this Feast of Tabernacles, to have that special vision. Stir it up through your Holy Spirit to keep it alive and growing in my life. God would love to hear
AVS Media demo.
Each and every one of us. Not asking for wealth or not asking for physical things, but help me through your Holy Spirit to have that special vision of the future. Verse number 7. For God has not given us a spirit
AVS
of fear,
Media
but of
demo.
Power and of love and a sound mind. But we must continually be growing spiritually speaking and ask God for that help. Stir up the spirit within me.
AVS Media demo.
Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is the resurrection chapter. Paul describes the resurrection. And this is special for us.
AVS Media Demo.
God opens our minds to understand the resurrection, that there is a resurrection, that when Jesus Christ returns to this earth, when the trumpet blast sounds, that the dead in Christ, the first fruits will rise to meet him.
AVS Media Demo.
To be with him always. And also that God has a plan for the rest of mankind, which we'll talk about that more on the last great day, to give them their opportunity to salvation when they're resurrected. Spiritual
AVS Media Demo.
This precious truth of the resurrection that Paul is describing in chapter 15. But I want to actually pick it up in the last part of chapter 15 in verse number 58, because after Paul describes
AVS Media Demo,
he gives admonition to disciples, to each and every one of us, to stir up that vision and to maintain that vision of the future. He says in verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, and he's talking to all of us,
AVS Media Demo,
my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I tell you, you can read over that
AVS Media Demo
very quickly and not really get the significance of what the Apostle Paul was saying. But let's look a little bit closer, because it has meaning for each and every one of us, especially when we talk about spiritual vision. Notice that
AVS Media Demo,
verse 58, be steadfast. That means to stand your ground, not to be shaken by the cares of this life, nor being conformed to the world.
So many AVS Media Demo
on the planet are conformed to the world, but we cannot be shaken by the cares of this life or the world. Be steadfast, stand your ground. He also says to be immovable, which means to be firm in our faith.
AVS Media Demo.
We must have the vision of remaining firm, not waffling back and forth, not lukewarm, being hot for a while and then cold, but remaining firm in our belief. That's part of
AVS Media Demo.
Also, he says, abounding in the work of the Lord. This phrase means not only working, but engaged in the work diligently and excelling in it. A challenge for each and every one of us.
AVS Media Demo.
He says in this phrase, your labor will not be in vain. Our labor, our spiritual labor, will not be in vain. Whatever we put into it, our prayers, our Bible study, our example,
AVS Media Demo,
our exhortation, it will be rewarded, and it helps us keep the spiritual vision strong. So these are some ways that we can maintain our spiritual vision, ask God to stir up the spirit,
AVS Media Demo,
fast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. But there's another way that we can maintain our spiritual vision, and that's to focus on some of the specific prophecies in the Bible that give us that spiritual vision.
AVS Media Demo.
A few of my favorites right now. You might have your own favorites, things that you can focus on during this Feast of Tabernacles. But let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. We were there yesterday in the message. I want to examine it a little bit closer here today.
AVS Media Demo.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, describing the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. As we heard in the sermon yesterday, the beginning of Isaiah chapter 9 describes Christ's first coming.
AVS Media Demo.
Then when we pick it up in verse number 6, it talks about his second coming. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. This is one of my favorites. Might be yours as well. There are so many we can...
AVS Media Demo.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And notice this. And the government will be upon his shoulder.
AVS Media Demo.
The government will be on his shoulder. When Christ came here to the earth the first time, he did not come to establish the kingdom at that time. He came to preach the gospel message and to die for all of our sins. But when he comes
AVS
back the
Media
time,
Demo.
He will be coming as a ruler. And as it says here, the government will be upon his shoulder. And the sense here is that the government will be vested in him. Now, you may have looked at this phrase before.
AVS Media Demo.
Upon his shoulder. And you might have wondered, well, now, what does that mean, that the government will be upon his shoulder? Well, the phrase upon his shoulder comes from a Hebrew phrase that means between the shoulders.
AVS Media Demo.
Now, any of you out there that have ever had to carry something heavy, for instance, like a bag of concrete, you might have a project in your backyard and you picked up a bag of concrete from Home Depot.
AVS Media Demo.
You need to get it in your backyard. Well, an easy way for carrying it, especially when you're young and strong, is to put it on your shoulders and carry it. And you can do it that way. Any of you that have ever done roofing before,
which AVS Media Demo.
In my lifetime, back in, if you didn't have a machine to put it on the roof, you know what you had to do? You had to put the bundle of shingles on your shoulder, go up the ladder, and put it down on the roof.
When I was AVS Media Demo.
I'd probably struggle to do that now. But that's a way of carrying a heavy load, is between your shoulders. So the image that we get here, the government
AVS Media Demo.
Of something so tremendous that all of the world is going to see it. And it's going to be an example. Everyone will see that Christ is going to rule. And you know what? His government is going to
AVS
work.
Media Demo.
The opposite of mankind's government throughout our history, 6,000 years of mankind's misrule on this planet, Jesus Christ's government is going to work. And everybody on this planet is going to see that.
AVS Media Demo.
Amazing thing. What a vision that is to keep in our minds. Matthew Henry's commentary adds this. Isaiah mentions shoulders because great burdens are commonly laid on men's shoulders.
AVS Media Demo.
And as all government, if it's rightly managed, so this is especially a heavy burden, requiring extraordinary care and diligence. And all the world is going to see that
AVS Media Demo
begins to expand out from Jerusalem, and others begin to serve and work under Jesus Christ who have qualified. Verse number 7, continuing on. Here's a great verse for spiritual vision. Of the increase
AVS Media Demo
of his government and peace, there will be no end. The increase of his government, because man's government finally will have come to an end. All the human
AVS Media Demo
all the greed will be a thing of the past. You know, as I mentioned, my wife and I have traveled quite extensively through Latin America, and we have witnessed the corruption
AVS Media Demo
around the world. Where my wife Lydia is from, Argentina. Argentina is a very rich, rich country. I've traveled through it. Many portions of it is like Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa.
AVS Media Demo.
Cattle out in the fields. Corn and wheat. They're rich in natural resources. And yet, many of the people are starving. There's poverty. Lydia's cousin, who is a member of the church.
AVS Media Demo.
The mid to late 70s. He writes her an email message practically every week. And there's a proverb that says, when the wicked rule, people groan. And virtually
AVS Media Demo.
He's groaning about the government and how bad things are. Inflation is going out of the roof. People can barely afford to buy basic necessities. And that's in a rich country. There's other countries like Venezuela, which
AVS Media Demo.
How bad things are there. But that's going to be a thing of the past, because the increase of Christ's government will be throughout the world. It will start in Jerusalem and expand out like leavening. And those
AVS Media Demo.
The kings and the priests who qualify will be helping in that expanding government. No end to Christ's government. What a wonderful promise that is. It will go on forever. There will be no end of good.
AVS Media Demo.
But also we see There'll be no end to peace. Of the increase of government and peace, there will be no end. What a spiritual vision that is. We'll finally have peace.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, as I'm speaking right now, somewhere around the world, there's war going on. There's killing and fighting, people dying. But again, that will be a thing of the past. And we'll have peace that will go on.
AVS Media Demo.
Because Christ is ruling on the throne from Jerusalem, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. Notice, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice.
AVS Media Demo.
Even forever. And here's the kicker, the last part of verse number 7. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Take it to the bank. It will be done. God's going to see that it's done.
AVS Media Demo.
Peace and in Christ's government on this planet. This, I'd like to read from Barnes Notes, a section that's added to this section of Scripture.
AVS Media Demo.
The word zeal is used here to denote the intense desire in accomplishing an object, and means that the establishment of the kingdom was an object of intense and ardent desire.
AVS Media Demo.
And then Barnes Notes goes on to say this. If the eternal feel so intense desire for this, then Christians should be encouraged in their efforts to spread the gospel, to excite
AVS Media Demo
in this great and glorious work. And that's a challenge for each and every one of us, to have that kind of zeal, to see God's government established upon this earth. Another one of my favorite sections of Scripture, a prophecy.
AVS Media Demo.
Psalm chapter 22. When we talk about prophecies of spiritual vision of the future to help keep our spiritual vision alive. Psalm chapter 22.
AVS Media Demo.
And we will read verses 27 through 29. Today there's just a few in comparison to the billions keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. But that's going to change in the future.
AVS Media
Psalm
Demo.
22. Verse number 27. Notice this. Psalm 22, verse 27. All ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord.
AVS Media
Everybody
Demo.
On the planet. All ends of the world. Notice shall, future tense. Shall remember and turn to the Lord. And when we talk about remembering the Lord, we're talking about worshiping the Lord. And that's going to take
AVS
place.
AVS Media Demo.
Notice the phrase, turn to the Lord. When we talk about turning to the Lord, we're talking about in repentance, with a change of heart, a change of attitude, to want to worship God. All
AVS Media Demo.
And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. Verse 28 gives us the time frame of when this is going to take place. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules.
AVS Media Demo.
Finally, after Satan has been put away, and Jesus Christ establishes his throne in Jerusalem, all ends of the earth are going to begin to remember and worship the great God.
AVS Media Demo.
And all the prosperous of the earth, in other words, all classes of people, and notice this. Shall eat and worship. Shall eat and worship. In other words, in one great...
AVS Media Demo.
Like we are doing during this Feast of Tabernacles. Eating and rejoicing before God. And this is another sermon. I won't get into it. But eating before God is a form of worshiping God.
AVS Media Demo.
God tells us to go to the feast and worship. There's a significance there of restored relationship between God and mankind. Remember that as you are eating during this feast, as you have your lunch maybe later on.
Or AVS Media Demo.
And you're eating something special, that you're picturing that time when all the world will be eating and worshiping before God in a restored relationship between themselves and God.
AVS Media Demo.
Beautiful vision. A couple more scriptures as we begin to wind down now. Psalm chapter 27, just a few pages forward. Psalm chapter 27, and notice verse number 1.
AVS Media Demo.
To Mr. Petty's sermon a little bit here in this particular verse. Psalm chapter 27 and verse number 1, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
AVS Media
Demo. My life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One of the great functions of light is to show the way, to show the right path to go down, the path of conversion. Light
AVS Media Demo.
But more importantly, spiritually speaking, light indicates deliverance from darkness, to see God's marvelous light. Notice the two words connected together, light and salvation.
AVS Media Demo.
Together they mean saving light. And God gives saving light and shows us the way, the road to salvation. Finally, let's turn for the last scripture to a scripture
AVS Media Demo.
What these days mean that we are celebrating right now in the great future that is awaiting so many people in this world. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 29. Isaiah chapter 29, a scripture that sums
AVS Media Demo.
A picture of the future to come after Christ returns and sets up his kingdom on this earth. Isaiah chapter 29 for the final scripture. Isaiah 29, and let's read verse number 18.
AVS Media Demo.
Isaiah 29, verse number 18, another spiritual vision scripture. In that day, and that's a special phrase that tells us that it lays out yet into the future. In that
AVS Media Demo.
The words of the book. No longer will their ears be stopped up to where they can't understand God's word. But their ears will be opened up. They'll be unplugged to the meaning of God's precious truth.
AVS Media Demo.
The words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. You know, there's going to be tremendous miracles, physical healing that will take place.
AVS Media Demo.
More importantly, spiritually speaking, spiritual healing that will take place. The spiritual darkness, the veil of deception, will be lifted, and the eyes, the spiritually blind,
AVS Media
begin to
Demo.
Understand and see God's words of truth, wonderful truth. So, brethren, let each and every one of us go forward as we have now begun this Feast of Tabernacles. Let's go forward,
AVS Media Demo.
Asking for and using God's Spirit to stir up His Spirit. And go forward steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, going forward in spiritual growth, with the zeal.
AVS Media Demo.
Our spiritual vision, as Abraham, looking to the city with permanent and eternal foundations, the New Jerusalem and the Kingdom of God.
AVS Media Demo.